HQN Books and Harper Audio present Right Motive by Christina Dodd, performed by Vanessa Johansson. Chapter 1. Alaska. Rockin' Police Department. A Tuesday morning in August. Police Chief Rodolphe Dumont looked up as Officer Gabriella Donati put down her phone, stood up from her desk, and turned in a circle, arms extended in despair. "April Fool's Day has come and gone," she'd called to the ceiling. "Is it Halloween already?" He noted also that their dispatcher, Stu Helgeson, hung his head out of his office, watching and grinning. Dumas liked Donati. She was tough, intelligent, quick-witted, and, in his never-to-be-spoken opinion, cuter than a speckled pup under the porch. A long-legged speckled pup. The female was curvaceous and nearly 6 feet tall, which made her 6 inches taller than him. And that was if he lied about his height. If he was 20 years younger. Okay, 30 years younger. He would have gone all out to woo her. He might have a kink in his neck, but the pain would be worth it. Plus, she was a gosh darned good officer. The first female officer hired in the Rockin Police Department in years upon years. The former police chief had been female, and such a disaster, everyone had done their best to forget her. And if this call had been serious, she would have been on it like stink on a skunk. This sounded like the usual prank, and he asked affectionately,
"What's up, Cher?"
"Deadpan as all heck," she said. "Bigfoot has been sighted west of here near Denali National Park." Grins bloomed across the length and breadth of the office. Dumas had been in law enforcement for over 33 years. First in Louisiana, he was Cajun to his bones. And now in Rockin', Alaska.
"Of course he has. Did whoever call this in get a photograph?"
"Not just a photograph." Donati paused dramatically, then said, "A video which proves without a doubt that Bigfoot is in the area because no one in the history of Photoshop has ever tampered with a video."
Grins widened. "Why me?" Donati asked.
"That's rhetorical, right?" Officer Howland leaned back in his desk chair. "Because you're the newest, which automatically means you're holding the short straw." "That's easily solved," she turned to Dumas. "When are you going to hire someone else?"
"Soon." His gaze skittered around at his officers, never resting on any too long, but it didn't require much to make a few avoid his gaze. He still had officers hanging on from the previous police chief's administration. He'd had no reason to replace them, but only because he hadn't caught them in the act of whatever unlawful activity they were involved in.
"Officer Donati, your partner's out today."
"Jim Cotillia. Yes, he's out sick." She didn't use air quotes, but Dumas saw them anyway. He hoisted himself out of his chair and adjusted his belt.
"I'll ride along with Donati. I have not yet met Bigfoot. That must be a rite of passage."
A ripple of laughter around the room.
"I wouldn't hold my breath on that."
Blake Schofield had been born here, raised here, had been an officer here for all his 20 years in law enforcement, and was the self-appointed purveyor of local knowledge.
"Especially not in broad daylight. For the most part, he's a nocturnal creature." "Ah, well, it's a beautiful day out, and Donati might need backup while dealing with this wild creature."
Another ripple of laughter.
"Ito, you're in charge."
As Dumas walked out, he was aware the sentiment in the department was oh so slowly shifting his way. When he'd first arrived as the newly appointed police chief of the municipality of Rockin, he was all smiles and affability, shaking hands, laying on the thick Cajun accent, convincing them he was the chief they imagined. Maybe corrupt, possibly lazy, certainly none too bright. When he told them he was there to kick butt and take names, but he'd forgotten his pencil, they'd smirked. Then he'd called three of them in, right in a row.
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"